The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Michiko Kakutani, born in New Haven, Connecticut, 1955, who joined the New York Times as a reporter in 1979, became a literary critic, now the lead fiction critic, one of the most powerful book critics in the world. Won a Pulitzer Prize for Criticism, 1998. It's the birthday of Judith Krantz, born New York City, 1928. She was a fashion editor for Good Housekeeping. Almost 50 years old when she started writing fiction, wrote her first novel, Scruples, which became a number one bestseller, and went on to write 9 more. Her most recent, an autobiography, Sex and Shopping, The Confessions of a Nice Jewish Girl. It's the birthday of Karl Čapek, born in a village in Bohemia in 1890. Wrote novels, travel books, fairy tales, political memoirs, romances, and plays, best known to us for introducing the word robot in his play R.U.R., 1921, Robot, which comes from the Czech word for serf labor. It's the birthday of Simone de Beauvoir, born in Paris in 1908. Her father encouraged her to be a scholar. She went to the Sorbonne. Age 21, became the youngest person ever to graduate with top honors in philosophy. Went on to write The Second Sex, 1949, in which she argued that gender is a result of culture, not nature. She wrote, "One is not born a woman, one becomes one." And it's the birthday of Joan Baez, born on Staten Island, 1941, her mother from Scotland, her father a physicist from Mexico. Grew up in California playing rock and roll on the guitar, then moved to Boston, where she started hanging out with folk singers and learning folk ballads. She was 18 years old when she performed at the Newport Folk Festival for an audience of 13,000. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg, entitled Asking for Directions. We could have been mistaken for a married couple, riding on the train from Manhattan to Chicago, that last time we were together. I remember looking out the window and praising the beauty of the ordinary, the in-between places, the world with its back turned to us, the small, neglected stations of our history. I slept across your chest and stomach without asking permission, because they were the last hours. There was a smell to the sheepskin lining of your new Chinese vest that I didn't recognize. I felt it deliberately. I woke early and asked you to come with me for coffee. You said, "Sleep more." And I said, "We only had 1 hour," and you came. We didn't say much after that. In the station, you took your things and handed me the vest, then left as we had planned, so you would have 10 minutes to meet your family and leave. I stood by the seat, dazed by exhaustion and the absoluteness of the end. So still, I was aware of myself breathing. I put on the vest and my coat, got my bag, and turning, saw you through the dirty window, standing outside, looking up at me. We looked at each other without any expression at all, invisible, unnoticed, still. That moment is what I will tell of as proof that you loved me permanently. After that, I was a woman alone, carrying her bag, asking a worker which direction to walk to find a taxi. A poem asking for directions by Linda Gregg from Chosen by the Lion, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.